Same faith. 我们有动物怜悯的心。
We must have compassionate heart.
圣经说一个摄住怜悯心的人。
The Bible says those who block their compassionate heart.
上帝必不怜悯。
God will not have mercy on them.
一个没有怜悯别人的人。
That's the one who doesn't have compassion on others.
上帝的怜悯。
God will not bless them.
我们不可摄住我们怜悯的心。
So do not block our heart of compassion.
第二样。
Second,
如果有圣徒因为病而产生的贫穷，
if the saints because of illness become poor,
我们一定要帮助。
We must help.
那在这件事情如果能够组织起来，
if we can organize ourselves,
有整体性的帮助是更好。
And hope in totality.
否则的话，
if not,
个人性的帮助，
and a personal help,
有时变成重复了很多个人帮助，变成了有的人就习惯了用病。
Some it become repeated personally how people will make money out of that. So you must be wise too.
第三样,
the third,
如果圣徒,
if saints,
是因为他道真正中心行出来, 道他真正中心传出去而受苦的, 你特别要帮助他。
Because they're faithful in preaching the gospel and they become poor with it, then must help them.
在罗马书写出来的时代,
at a time when Romans were written,
已经有一些逼迫开始,
there was persecution began.
所以如果圣徒为道为义受逼迫的时候,
so if the same being persecuted because of the gospel,
其他的圣徒一定要帮助,
all other saints must help.
第四样,
the fourth,
如果有人有太重的十字架不能承担的,
if there are people of heavy cross that cannot bear it,
已经尽了责任去做有没有向你开口的，你要主动帮助。
And they try their very best to not ask for help. You must take initiative to help them.
举一个简单的例子。
For instance,
有的人孩子很多。
There are people who married children.
不是他要那生那么多。
Not because they want the best many children.
是他的丈夫要生那么多。
But the husband want the best many children.
妻子就想顺从丈夫，要孩子生完了，丈夫死了。
And so the wife so many children, and after the husband passed away.
那么这样的圣徒呢，他没有办法养自己孩子。
This kind of saint cannot take care of their own children. So she has tried very best to work hard, never ask people for help. But we have to pay attention to this kind of need. My mother became kind of widow at the age of 33. Eight children. 33 years old.
33岁的时候,
when I was 33,
还没有一个孩子,
I didn't have a child.
我妈妈33岁的时候,
my mother was at the age of
33,
8 children.
最大的17岁,
the older was 17.
最小的不到两岁。
The younger one less than two.
大概17个月。
About 17 months.
一个年轻的寡妇。
A young widow.
从来不开口。
Never ask for people.
没有请人帮忙。
Never ask people to help.
没有求人家。
Never beg people.
从早到晚做苦工。
From morning to night, she'll work hard.
早上五点起来。
Rise up in the morning at 5 a.m.
一个钟头祷告。
And pray for 1 hour.
然后呢
？And then.
六点到。祈祷三再祈祷。
At 6, go after the mother prayer, pray again.
我从7岁到9岁那里。
So from 7 to 8, 9 when I was young.
每天跟我妈妈到祷告山。
Every day I followed my mother to the mountain of prayer to pray.
然后再从山上下来，让我们去上课。
From there she took us and then we go to school.
拿书包到比较小的山坡上面。
I'll take the school back to a small hill.
参加祷告会才去上课。
And attend the prayer and then before I go to school.
我母亲从来不求人。
My mother never asked help of people.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
她不但够了。
Not only she was sufficient.
到我大概八九岁的时候
，when I was 8 or 9,
我发现了我的母亲每礼拜五一定穿白衣。
I discovered that on every 礼拜五 ，every Friday my mother will put on a white garment.
两点的时候她就出门。
At 2 p.m. she will go out.
到六七点没有吃饭以前她回来。
And 6 or 7 before we have dinner she will come back.
妈妈，为什么你一定要礼拜五穿白衣？
I say, Mom, why say on Friday you want to put on a white gown and go?
爸爸死以后。
I said, after your father passed away, I have made a resolution to God. The first, I will not marry again, get married, rely on God, and raise my 8 children. The second, I pray to God that I will not be too poor, lest I steal and I put him to shame. I pray to God that I am not too rich, so I feel I say I do not know who is Jehovah. All these are in Proverbs. After Proverbs, and those things are your prayers. There was a statement from her in prayer. I was so touched.
我的主，我的上帝。
My Lord, my God.
我天上的父啊。
My heavenly Father.
我母亲祷告，如果这几句话出来，我毛骨会竖起来。
And these few statements coming from my mother, I was so touched.
因为她没有丈夫了。
She has no husband.
我的主，我的上。
My Lord, my God.
我天上的父。
My heavenly Father.
你是孤儿的父亲。
You are the father of a widow.
你是寡妇的身孕。
And also the revenger for the widow.
照顾我的家。
You take care of my.Family.
每天早上有一个钟头，他祷告。
Every morning for 1 hour, she'll pray.
是我很受感动的时候。
At the time, I was so touched.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
后来我发现，他每礼拜五出去的时候。
So I discovered later on Friday when she goes to take something.
我说爸爸，你出去做什么？带什么出去
？Mom, what's that you go on Fridays?
我除了答应上帝不结婚以外
，After I promised to go not get married again.
求上帝不给我太富也太贫。
I pray God I'm not too poor too rich.
我也答应上帝。
I also promise God
照顾比我更困难的
to take out those who are more lacking than me.
那么你出去做什么？
Why do you go out?
我答应上帝每个礼拜有三个四个钟头去传福音。
I promise God that every week I have 3 or 4 hours to preach the gospel.
我去探访。
I go and visit.
去领人归属。
And bring people to Christ.
人谈圣经的事情。
And talk about Bible to others.
我的妈妈不是传道人。
My mother is not a preacher.
她不是牧师娘。
She is not the wife of a pastor.
一个平信徒寡妇。
That's a lay Christian, a widow.
结婚以前
before she got married,
读荷兰书的
she studied Holland language.
但是不是荷兰人的
not a Dutch person.
她是念荷兰书的
I studied Dutch.
我爸爸娶了她以后
after my father got married to her,
带回中国
and bring her back to China.
三字经千字文一个字一个字教她
and also read every Chinese classic.
她没有上过中文课
she has not studied Chinese.
死以前
before she died,
中文圣经从头到尾念超过十遍
She has read more than 10 times the Chinese Bible.
一个字一个字抄，抄半本圣经。
So every word she copied, remember half the Bible she copied.
她是个很敬虔的母亲。
A very godly mother.
很智慧的女人。
A very wise woman.
很爱主的。
And love God very much.
负责任的女人。
And also responsible for the church.
为我母亲感谢上帝。
I praise God because of my mother.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
我说你带什么出去？
I said, what do you bring with her?
带油。
And oil,
我带米,
rice,
我带糖,
also sugar.
因为我们不能给人什么东西。
I cannot give anything to people.
我看我们家里吃的米有剩下，有人穷的，我就带米去给他。
I see some rice from our home. I took it to people who are poor.
1948, 1949.
1948 or 49.
我那个时候八岁九岁。
I was 8 or 9.
在中国厦门。
So in Amoy.
很多人很穷的时候。
A lot of people who are poor.
带米给穷人。
She took the rice to give to others, the sugar to give to others, the oil to give to others. So when she go to Indonesia, so we brothers grew up can make money now. So part of my salary we give it to my mother. So my mother took this money, she doesn't need all this money, so much money. She never tell us.
七八年我母亲死的时候
In 1978 when my mother passed away
69岁
69 years old
68 or 69离开世界以后呢
Before, After she left the world
有一些人到我的家里来
The people will come to our home
你妈妈死了
Your mother has passed
away 我现在要还一些钱给你们
Now I want to pay back some money to you
我还什么钱
I said what money
我们没有借钱给你
We never lend you any money
你妈妈我向她借钱她借给我
Your mother will borrow money from her She lend it to us She died We want to pay back to you
她的孩子
原来
他把孩子给他的钱拿去周济穷。
That the money that the children has given to them, she's going to help people.
特别帮助基督徒中间比较困难。
And especially the Christians who are poorest.
我们等妈妈死了，回想这些事，常常流眼泪。
Only when my mother passed away, recollect this thing, we shed tears.
不但是读圣经的。
The only that she studied the Bible.
她是遵行圣经。
She was a doer of Bible.
遵行哪一节呢
？Which verse？
就是这一节。
This verse.
圣徒有缺乏。
When God's people have need,
你要帮
help them.
圣徒有困难。
When the God's people have difficulties, help them.
让我们做一个存心守望。
So we are the one who watch,
敏感观察，
be sensitive and observant,
殷勤帮助人的，
diligent to help others.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
圣徒有缺乏的时候，
when the saints are in need,
你要帮助他们，
you must help them.
为什么圣徒有缺乏？
Why is it the saints are in need?
神的磨练，
God's the testing.
如果你知道过去我的父亲多么有钱。
If you know that in the past my father was so rich,
那你一定很惊奇。
Then you'll be astonished.
70 or 80 years ago,
about 70 or 80 years old,
我还没生下。
Before I was born,
我父亲在南洋。
My father in Southeast Asia.
两间最大的公司、最大的财主、最大的生意的其中一间的总经理。
He's general manager of the two biggest companies in Southeast Asia, one of them.
那他们的生意呢，一年。那个时候的钱是 大概七八千万美金。
Their turnover at that time was about 70 or 80 million a month.
一个高中的老师那个时候大概是最多是60块钱。
About $60 for a secondary school teacher at the time.
公司里百分之十二是我父亲的。
So 12% belongs to my father.
有钱到那个地步。
So rich.
他的老板在北角香港13条街。每一条街的每一个房子都一个人一下子买光。
The boss in this Beijiao in Hong Kong, he has bought all the 13 streets of houses there.
人家叫我的父亲商业博士。
And people address my father as a doctor of business.
是三宝龙福州同乡会的创办人。
And also he is the founder of the businessman association in Soraya.
把我母亲带回去以后。
So when she took my mother back.
他退休了。
She retired.
在中国盖了几十座三层楼的大房子。
So in China he built a few big houses, mansion.
但是。
But then.
突然间。
Suddenly.
日本来了。
Japanese came,
打仗了,
had war,
我的父亲死了,
my father died,
我母亲三十多岁做寡妇,
at the age of 33, my father, mother became a widow,
辛苦做工养大孩子,
and also she worked hard to raise children.
为什么呢?
Why?
上帝说,
God said,
这个人的孩子,
these children of this man,
我要叫他做牧师,
I want them to be pastors,
不可以太舒服,
not too comfortable,
让他三岁做孤儿,
so that at the age of 3 become an orphan,
不可以太享受,
not to enjoy too much,
所以我就变成孤儿,
so I became an orphan.
上帝可以一代中间
in one generation
从最有钱的人把人弄成最
from the richest man become the poorest
也可以一代中间
and from one generation
最有穷的人把他变成有钱
the poorest become the richest
上个礼拜前几天我对你讲
and a few days ago I talked to you
去年没有人相信
last year nobody believed
全亚洲最成功的新加坡航空公司一年损失10亿
the most successful SIA in Southeast Asia and lost $1 billion
一年
1 year
10亿
And also 1.1 billion. Who can believe? Not because of the military attack. Only SARS. Just SARS. SARS kills. This world cannot be assured. If God gives it in poverty, put it in difficulty, don't get angry. Don't murmur. But praise God.I was without a father at 33. I praise God. I led a life of difficulties. I praise God.
我奋斗到今天，我明白什么叫做从困难中间仰望上帝，坚守我们的志气，奋斗到底，知道吗？
I strive and in difficulty, I know how to strive and rely on God.
很多人很盼望一奉献出传道就变成唐崇荣第二。
A lot of people hope that they become a preacher and they become the second Stephen Tong.
有时不这么简单。
Not that easy.
天向大人以事人也。
If God wants to give a difficult responsibility of a person,
你先劳其什么？筋骨苦其心志，饥其腹，穷乏其身。
He must be trained with the body and also at the empty stomach trained with the mind.
我们一方面炫耀别人的成就。
On the one hand, admire people's success.
你应当炫耀别人的奋斗。
But also you admire people's strive.
炫耀别人的翅膀。
Admire their way of difficulties.
上帝为什么使圣徒受苦呢？
Why is that the same have affliction on them?
他的智慧太大。
This wisdom is so profound.
我们有限的头脑不能。
Our limited mind cannot understand.
圣徒受苦怎么办呢？
But when we suffer, what to do as the same?
你要帮助他。
You must help them.
圣徒受穷苦要帮助。
So when the saints are in need as God's people, we must help them.
这是生命的分享。
That is a sharing of life.
第二方面。
The secondly,
客要一味款待。
You must show hospitality to the guests.
要接待人客。
You must receive the visitors.
接待别人。
You must take care of others.
接待别人从接待别人的存在，从接待别人的自尊，从接待别人的权利开始。
You must accept people's dignity, people's honor, people's right first.
一个目中无人的人。
A one who do not have anybody that esteem.
好像别人不可以存在。
Like people cannot exist.
别人不可有特权。
Like people do not have this kind of rights and privileges they can enjoy.
不可有自由。
That they cannot have liberty.
每一个人都会犯这种很可怕的毛病。
Everybody can commit this kind of mistakes.
自己多自由多富裕。多享受是应该的。
That is so reasonable. You enjoy have your liberty.
别人刚刚足够，就不要再管他了。
When people have just sufficient for them, you say that I will take care of them.
亲爱的弟兄，
my dear brothers and sisters,
对别人好一点好吗？
Is it good to be better to others?
大家说， 对别人好一点，好不好啊？
Is it good? Good.
有哪一个人对别人好，自己真正大吃亏的没有？
Is there anyone who is good to people yet they themselves are in a loss? No.
为什么不会对别人好呢？
Why is that you don't want to be good to others?
因为你自己很厌恨你自己。
Because you dislike yourself.
反厌恨自己的人就不可能爱别人。
He who dislikes himself cannot love others.
反真正按真理爱自己的人很容易爱别人。
He who according to the truth love others can love himself.
我再讲一次，反厌恨自己生命的人没有生命的余力去照顾去爱别人。
He who dislikes others cannot have the strength of life to take care of others.
反按真理爱自己的人一定很容易爱别人。
He who loves the truth and loves himself is easy for them to love others.
没有任何哲学比圣经的原理更高超。
There's no other philosophy that's the past the biblical thinking.
圣经说爱人什么？
The Bible says to love others
如己
as yourself.
爱别人如同爱你自己。
Love others as yourself.
这样是先爱自己，又是先爱别人。
So you love yourself first or others?、
啊、先爱什么？先爱自己。
Love yourself first.
哪里可以先爱别人？
Not loving others first.
你先爱自己。
We love yourself first.
爱人如爱自己。
So you love others as if you love yourself.
爱自己是一个基础。
So to love yourself is a foundation.
那么你说爱自己就很自私？不是。
Is it to love yourself selfish? No.
按真理爱自己的人没有自私。
He who according to truth love yourself is not selfish.
再讲一次啊。
One more time.
按真理爱自己的人没有自私。
He who love himself according to the truth is not selfish.
按照真理来爱自己。
Because if you love yourself according to truth,
就不可能溺爱自己。
Then you cannot indulge in loving yourself.
不可能偏爱自己。
Cannot indulge in loving yourself.
不可能你这个自私的爱自己。
Cannot love yourself so selfishly.
你要按真理来爱自己的时候。
Because you love yourself according to truth,
你就敢克服自己。
Then you know how to overcome yourself.
敢对付自己。
Can deal with yourself.
敢举例自己。
And also discipline yourself.
批判自己。
And also critique yourself.
敢责备自己。
And rebuke yourself.
这才是按真理爱自己。
That is loving yourself according to truth.
所以呢，圣灵做的工作。
So the work of Holy Spirit.
就是让那些自私自利、不肯舍己的人，靠着圣灵的光照，懂得自己责备自己，开始爱自己。
So enable those who love themselves selfishly to be enlightened by Holy Spirit to critique themselves and to love themselves according to truth.
你可能不能爱别人。
One who cannot love others.
因为他太照顾自己。
Because
但是不按真理来爱自己。
Because he took too much of him, took care of too much of himself, not loving himself according to truth.
我爱孩子。
I love my children.
要不要打他？
Do I beat them?
爱怎么可以打？
How can it be because of love? But loving according to truth.
如果不按真理来爱,
if not according to truth,
孩子都是对,
then all children all are right, others are wrong.
那个不是爱孩子, 是害孩子。
That's not loving your children but to put them in a difficulty.
爱自己也是这样。
If you love yourself the same,
真正爱自己,
if you truly love yourself,
不可让你自己懒惰,
you cannot let yourself be lazy,
不可放松你自己,
also let loose yourself,
你不可姑息你自己,
you cannot
accommodate
yourself,
原谅逼自己变故,
cannot forgive yourself every time.
爱自己爱的照真理原则的人,
so you love yourself according to the truth,
他就用这个原则对别人, 要爱人如己,
he used this principle to deal with others, to love yourself as others.
我敢责备别人的孩子,
well, I dare to rebuke other children.
连教会的人知道我怎样责备自己孩子。
Because the whole church knows how I review my own children. I very solemnly I can demand from your children. Because you know that how I demand from my children, you know that I'm not putting things with equality. In my church, I say my children, if they are no good, For my sake, according to truth, you can rebuild them.
你要反抗你必要你打他。
If they resist, you can beat them.
你先打了再告诉我。
Beat them and then before you tell me.
所以我教会知道我是很严格的。
So the church knows that I'm very serious.
凡是我讲出来的道理。
What I have spoken.
我不是求助于别人。
I'm not demanding from others.
我自己用同样的话求助于。
The same way I demand for myself.
这样对自己对别人一一看待的时候。
Then to me and to others, I ask equally.
你不但是在真理中间，你在公义中。
Not only in truth but in righteousness too.
这是很重要的。
That's important.
那现在我们为什么对别人不好？
What's that we are no good to others?
因为我们以为自己的存在是应该，别人存在不应该。
Because we thought that our existence is right, other existence is wrong.
自己的享受理所当然，别人是不够资格。
So enjoyment is reasonable, other cannot enjoy anything.
先把自己跟别人画了一道的墙。
So we have a line drawn between us and others.
建了双重的标准。
So we have two standards.
我们的生命不能分散。
Then our life cannot be shared.
我在马朗神 学院教书二十五年。
In my seminary in Malang, I taught for 25 years.
有时候有最有钱的人到我们神学来。
Sometimes the rich people come to our seminary.
在学校的门口就有一些三轮车夫。
And the tricycle peddler on the seminary gate. They know one thing.
唐牧师最对有钱的人跟对最穷的人态度是一样。
To the richest people, to the poorest people, Stephen Tong has the same attitude.
所以那些师傅跟得很好。
So those chefs are good to me.
现在我如果回到那边去。
If I were to return there.
那些还活着的人。
Those are still alive.
看见我好像看见自己的叔父或者看见自己的爸爸了一样。
When they see me as if they see their own uncles.
那些仆人的孩子们。
And those children of the servants.
我也是对他很好。
I am good to them.
因为同样是人。
Because they are people.
人不可因肤色不同而产生歧
视。Not because of color or creed we begin the classes.
人不可因为学问不同而产生歧视。
Not because of knowledge you want to despise them.
人不可因宗教不同而没有爱心。
Not because of religion we do not love them.
我可以不同意你的信仰。
I cannot disagree with your faith.
你是人。
But you are man.
我还是照样爱。
I will love you the same.
你是上帝造的。
You are created by God.
他的形象。
And image of God, I will love you the same.
接待人。
When you take care of others,
从接待人开始。
Like when you take care as a person,
能明白这一切的意思。
To understand this,
co-acceptance,
彼此接纳，
互相接纳
，co-acceptance,
互相接待
，co-acceptance。
你不要以为是我到你那边做客，你到我这里睡觉，这个叫互相接待。
It's not saying that I go to visit your home, you come to visit my home.
那是很肤浅的了解。
That's a very shallow understanding of this verse.
真正伟大的了解
，a true great understanding.
我能尊重你的权利。
I can honor your rights.
我能了解你我不同的地方。
I can understand the difference between us.
我能佩服你有勇气做我不能做的事情。
I can admire your courage to do things I cannot do.
我尊重你的成就。
I honor your achievements.
这样接纳别人。
Then you accept others.
才是正常的。
That's normal.
如果别人不好你笑。
If people are no good, laugh at them.
别人失败你高兴。
If people fall and then you are happy.
别人掉在井里你再丢一块石头。
People fall into the well and put another stone there.
幸灾乐祸落井下石是小人不是君子。
So you are happy because people are in difficulties, not just gentlemen.
这一节完了再下去几节有很多关于人与人的关系我们一步一步谈。
A few more verses the following you want to discuss clearly.
所以我们要为别人的成功高兴。
Because the others achieve one want to be glad.
为别人的失败痛苦。
Because others failure want to suffer with them.
这是接待人的开始。
That's the beginning of accepting others.
每一个人把别人当作自己。
If you take others as yourself.
Amen.把别人当作自己
take others as yourself
那这样你就心心相连
then you have this empathy
真正同情
and true compassion
设身处地
and great empathy with them
生命分享与人的可能
but share with people your life
感谢上帝
praise God
你明白这个原则以后
when I understand this principle
你读这一句话你就更容易吸收
so all the more you can take this verse
可要一味款待
Also, you must take care of people equally.
什么意思？什么意思？
What do you mean?
没有分彼此。
No difference.
没有分等级。
No difference in classes.
有一些人很喜欢接待我。
There are people who like to take me in.
每次我到他的城市，尽量争取接待我。
So every time when I go to the city, they want to receive me as a guest.
那么我年轻的时候，有人接待我，感谢就有人接待。
So when I was young, people want to receive me. Of course, I'm glad.
后来我想，我被接待，
特别 receive，
有没有责任的，好好帮助他们。
Do I have the opportunity to help them well?
我想应该帮助他。
I must help them.
我慢慢就学会一件事。
So I learn one thing.
我要先查出他接待我的动机是。
I want to check what's the motive for them to receive me.
有的人专接待出名的传道人。
Because there are people who only receive the famous preachers.
那些穷的。
Those
poor, 他就不要接待。
Poor preachers from villages, they don't take care of them.
如果王牧师说，哎，唐牧师要来了，你家里有没有房间给他住
？If Reverend Ong would say Stephen Tong has come, do you have a room in the house?
你说什么牧师
？Oh, which one?
唐什么
？Which Tong?
唐幼之。
唐幼之。
或者还有唐别的。
Oh, Eddie Tong.
或者唐崇庸。
唐崇庸。
外面唐崇庸，
哦，有。
哦，
有。
我巴不得可以接待唐崇庸。
So I hope to take care of him.
那下一次呢，我就派一个乡下老传道。
Next time, I will send a village pastor, old pastor, not famous. Will they accept him or not? He said, no, no, no. Not famous. If he were to go to Hong Kong, nobody knows that I accepted him at all. If Stephen Tong, I will receive him. So everywhere I go, I announce many people know me. So when you receive people, the Bible says, receive people equally.
不是说单单给他扣入梅菜。
Not only one dish. Not only one dish.
客要一位款待。
Receive people equally.
是什么呢？一视同仁。
And equally.
一视同仁。
Equally.
容易不容易？
也是意思。
圣经说。
The Bible says.
在摩西的律法里。
In Moses' law.
你要善待那些在你中间寄居的人。
You must be good to the sojourner among you.
注意啊，这个教训影响到二十世纪。
This is going to influence the 20th century.
请你注意听。
Pay attention.
上帝对摩西说。
God told Moses.
告诉以色列百姓。
Told the Israelites.
凡外邦或者别的人到你家里居住的时候，你要善待那些在你中间寄居的。
When the Gentile or the other nationality come among your midst, you must be good to the sojourners.
以色列这个文化传下来。
So the Israel culture have this to pass on.
接待人。
To receive people.
是神的吩咐。
It got instructions.
一个责任。
It's the responsibility.
善待他们。
Be good to them.
不可以亏待他。
Be good to them.
不可以恶待他。
Do not treat them ill.
敲诈他。
Or to cheat them.
要对人可尊重。
And to the guests honor
them. 好好待他们。
Honor them.
这是神的吩咐。
That's the instruction of God.
到了新约的时候。
When it comes to the New Testament.
使徒们照样讲。
The apostles teach the same thing.
耶稣基督自己说什么？
Jesus said,
接待先知的。
He who received the prophets.
这先知的赏赐。
Be rewarded.
接待门徒的。
Those who received the apostles. Be awarded accordingly.
希伯来书第十三章第一节说什么？
Hebrews 13 verse 2.
有人第一节。
Verse 1.
有人接待人。
If people will receive guests.
他无意识中间接待的天使。
Unknowingly who received the angels.
耶稣基督说。
Jesus said.
你们把这些事做在我最小的小子里面一个。就是坐在我的身上。
If you do all things to the least, you are doing upon me.
我们不要以为接待大人物是我们的荣耀。
Do not feel that it's glory to receive big guests.
主说最穷、最不出名、最没有地位、最没有什么什么特别荣耀的人，你对他好就是对我好。
The Lord said the poor, the least. If you want to be good to them, you are good to me.
我饥饿的时候
，When I'm hungry,
你不给我吃。
You never feed me.
赤身露体的时候
When I'm naked.
你不给我穿
You have not clothed me.
我干渴的时候
When I'm thirsty.
你没有给我喝
You have not give me drinks.
我在监牢里的时候
When I was in prison.
你没有来看我
You never visit me.
当耶稣讲这句话
When Jesus said that.
他说主啊
He said Lord.
什么时候你赤身露体
When were you naked?
是不是你饥饿我不知道
When were you in hunger?
我们什么时候看见你没有饥渴
When did we see that you not hunger?
耶稣基督说
Jesus said.
你们把这些事坐在小子里的一个，就是坐在我。
If you do all this, the least you lay on me.
我要养成帮助人。
He wants to train yourself to help others, to take care of others,
尊重人
，honor others,
接待人
，to receive others.
这就是生命的分享。
Because that's sharing of life.
不要单单坐在有名的人身上。
Do not only do this thing to the famous people.
不要坐在那些对你有利益的人身上。
Or those who make profit to you.
向下流的水
，when you flow the water.
必心思。
They flow according to gravity.
我们不是单单做一个喷泉。
Do not be a fountain.
我们愿意把恩典流到更卑微的。
Might be one who flow to those people who are more in need.
需要人的身上。
Those who are in need.
所以呢，接待别人。
To receive others.
一位款待。
Receive in equality.
那么如果人到你家里面。
When people come to your home.
需要用你的房子。
They need to use a room.
你肯不肯接待？
Would you share with them?
有的人绝对不拿房间拿。
Some will not share people with room.
还有美国有一个家庭，我进去看的时候，他有两套椅子。
And there's a family in America when I visited them, they have two sets of sofa.
一套椅子不可以坐的。
One set you cannot sit.
就一年一两次。
Only one or twice in the year.
今年
New Year.
结婚纪念的。
And also a memorial day.
还可以坐，那是做拍照用。
And also for photo taking.
另外一张椅子脏得不得了。
And another chair is so dirty.
每天在两边坐的。
Every day you sit there.
你流口水也不要紧。
And never mind, you are dirty.
你在那边的就乱坐，脚放上去也不要紧。
Never mind, you put your legs up.
还有两套的椅子。
Two sets of chairs.
有一些人呢。
Some.
索性一套，什么人都不必进来。
For one set, nobody can enter.
家是封闭之地。
So they even shut the door.
我的乐园。
It's my paradise.
是你不能进来的。
You cannot come in.
我们到底要怎样接待的？
How do we receive others?
把家开放好不好？
Open your house.
我告诉你。
I tell you.
把你的家开放出来。
If you would open your house,
你一定蒙大恩。
You'll be blessed.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为家不是单单自己一家有血统关系的人可以享受的地方而已。
Because the house is not only to be shared with those people who are kinsmen.
家是一个小社会。
It's a small society in the home.
家的这种伦理。
Form your ethics in your home.
家里面的人与人际之间的关系。
And also interpersonal relationship in home.
发挥到外面去的时候。
You develop into others.
你才是世界的光。
then you are the light of the world. So we cannot do the light of the home, but the light of the world. So this light should shine forth. Sometimes God will bring people to your house. So he who receive others, as compared to those who never receive others, their homes are different. I mentioned a few things. A one who take up others, open their houses, from a very narrow mindedness in your home, they can liberate it. Every home have that narrowness. Especially the Chinese home, they never discuss the bad things in their home. So people look at it as good from outside, never know it's so dirty inside. And also we quarrel. When you open, from the narrowness of your home, you are being liberated. People enter into your home and stay a few days with you. They will know how you quarrel, how you teach your children, how whether you are in harmony in your attitude outside and inside. So the narrowness of home, it is a hindrance for your children to build their home later on. Why I say that? Because education in the home, when they never compare with other homes, so when they pass out with the absoluteness and narrowness, and also your children will think this is the truth. This is a concept of the truth. After they got married, they hope their husband will accept this tradition. Difficult to have communication with others because they absolute tie this narrowness. So when they will receive cash, it can be liberated from this narrowness. The second, a one who receives others in the home, it will be easier for you to be frank and honest. If your home is close to others, then you have one set of a system at home and others. So you know how to deal with others, a set of systems. When you open your home, people come to your home, there's no way to run from yourself, no way to hide, no way to put a mask, no way for you to cover your weaknesses. It is the spirit your children learn to be honest and frank. So a one who truly opened the house, dare to receive others, they are blessed. Second, the third, when we open our houses, we can receive more knowledge. When your guest discuss with at home, oh, his opinion is different. Because he's a guest, of course you want to treat him well. You want to listen to them, you want to accommodate him. Then
you'll
be patient to listen. Then subconsciously your mind is opened. If your children things we are teachable, so they listen to different views from the guests, so their mind is being opened, then they are more intelligent. All these things may be small, but when I say that, think it, you change your concept. There was a person who came to my home, find that we have so many of this COVID, and how come you have so many of this toothpaste? Strange. How come they ask this question?
So I
asked him, what are your home? Only one toothbrush.
为什么?
Why? He never realized. Why so many brushes? You're wasting money. How many people are there? I was thinking. How many people are there in your home?
6个人呢?
6. They use the same brush. Use the same brush. So when the stars come, all will be killed.
这样呢，他一到我家的时候
，So when he come to my home，
看见我牙刷，
see that some brushes，
产生比较
了 ，compare，
观念就广起来。
He was widening his mind。
我不举个小例子
，only a small illustration。
在多谈论的中间呢
，So the more we discuss，
家庭观念，我的家庭观念就从主观变成客观，吸收了以后就比较，就变成不绝对化自我。
So your concept of being relativized, not absolutized。
我是接待。
So to receive guests, you can absorb a lot of wisdom in discussion. You can change many of bad habits. The children listen to discussion. They will learn how to deal with different kind of people. If your home is the one that frequently receives others,
不会像陌生人。
So your children in the society will not be a stranger.
不会自卑感。
Will not be self inferior.
怎么是这样？与不同的人相处。
You got how now deal with different people.
学习做一个肯接待。
And be one who know how to receive people.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
我常常把我的家开放。
I open my home frequently.
有一次有两个人听过我讲道。
There was one two person who heard my preaching.
后来到了加拿大去。
When I come to Jakarta.
不知道住在哪里。
Don't know where to stay.
我说我也不认识，去住我家好了。
I said I don't know anybody can come and stay with us.
一个土画家。
And an artist.
晚上经过那个地方，我看到应该是像样的人。
And now he passed by the place. I know he's a good man. I took him to my home.
后来呢，跟他传福音的时候，变得很容易了。
So it's easy for me to preach to him.
因为他认为你是真诚待人。
He knows that you're honest.
所以家。是一个小社会。
Home is a small society.
如果你的家是有主在里面的。
If there's a Lord in your home.
如果有机会，为什么不让更多人也在里面享受主的恩典？
If there's a chance, why not people share God's grace in your home?
日本有一个华人教会。
In Japan, there's a Chinese church.
叫做 Tokyo International Church.
Tokyo International Church.
因为已经不是日本人了，所以叫做国际教会。
Because the international church belongs to many nationalities.
老姐妹。
It's an old lady.
这是中国华人全世界教会中间。老一辈里面最聪明的人
He's the most intelligent of all the older generations women in the world. I can say that.
直接对他讲这句话。
I told him that. I told her that.
丁妈妈。
I said, 丁妈妈。
我认为你是全世界华人教会老一辈里面最聪明的。
I feel that you are the most intelligent among the old ladies of the whole world. I say that.
他今年几岁
？How old she?
大概是八十四岁。
How about 84?
你知道吗？他79岁才去念神学，考第一名。
When she was 79, she got in the seminary, she got the first.
所以你还不太迟哦。
So it's too late for you.
考第一名。
First.
那我到东京去讲道。
When I go to Tokyo to preach.
第一次就是住在他。
The first time I stay in the home.
因为东京十多年前，旅馆一个房间是500-600块美金一天。
You know that about that time, Tokyo one hotel room will cost about $500 to $700 US.
有人把他这样一交了。接待你，你感谢上帝。
So people take you home to their home, and you want to thank God.
他是女的，我是男的，我跟他接待，不要提他老太婆嘛。
She's a lady, I never mind because she's an old lady.
那个时候他已经差不多70岁了。
About 70.
那我才这个40多岁。
I was 40+.
我就住在他的家。
So I stay in her home.
那么跟他谈。
And discuss with him.
原来每天呢
，every day
到他家的
，those who come to her home，
几十个大学生。
My tens of these are university undergrads.
他说我的家是开放的家。
My home is an open one.
结果那些大学生叫他叫丁妈妈，丁妈妈，
因为是 undergrad 的关系，丁妈妈。
哇，好像路上都是孩子一样。
So many children。
那么他的孩子们啊
，the children，
我要到香港去了。
I'm going to Hong Kong now。
我去一个礼拜。
I'll go to a week。
就把钥匙交给学生会的主席。
And give the key to the chairman person of the association of children。
你们什么时候要来
？Anytime want to come？
你们都可以来。
Just come。
我的家是开放。
My home is open。
所以还那些大学生没有来一起。
So before those undergrad people come,
面这个
noodles,
这个是 instant noodles,
instant noodles,
还有那些牛奶粉
，and the milk powder, the oranges,
冰箱就装的嘛
，just stuff all these things in the refrigerator.
他才到香港
，and then she'll go to Hong Kong.
那几天呢
？And that few days,
进来
，the university student will come in,
在那边团契
，and their fellowship,
祷告会
，prayer meeting,
这个炒鸡蛋
，and they cook themselves for themselves.
拿橘子水来喝
，and they are orange juice,
泡面来吃
，and also the instant noodles.
一定要。不要忘记厨房的火要关好啊
！Don't forget to put up the fire.
她因为像妈妈一样
，She was like a mother.
有长者的风度
，Like an elder.
有爱的模范
，And also the model of love.
所以呢，孩子们、大学生，个个呢，在她面前，比在自己妈妈面前。更真心要听他的劝导。
So those children and innocent children would like to listen to her than to the mother.
你说好厉害，这么老了没有人跟他住，
Good.
用这个办法才会不孤单的。
Well, she won't feel lonely. You say this is a good method.
不是的。
No.
他的孩子 PhD 在美国很多地方都是银行的经理，都是厉害的不得了。
She has very children who are well established.
很有钱的。
Rich people.
哥哥妈妈什么时候来
？Mom, when will you come?
妈妈说我要照顾很多比你们更多的孩子。
She will say that I'll take care of many, many more children.
所以他的孩子们，如果他妈妈肯去，他们。苦不得，巴不得多留几天不要回家。
So they are her children that they how they desire to stay with them. She was so welcome.
这个人呢
？This person.
Billy Graham Association 的国际董事。
And also the director of Billy Graham's Association.
他七十九岁到华师去念书。
79 when she go to this CES.
院长对我说。
The principal told me.
唐牧师啊。
Reverend Tong.
你知道这一个学期来上课的第一名的是谁
？You know who came first in this semester?
丁妈妈。
丁妈妈，
我说啊，那个东京那个丁妈妈，
哦、oh, ，the one from Tokyo，
她还会背
，she can remember，
哎呦，她听的是很注意
，she listen attentively。
每次我到台北神学讲座
，every time when I go to Taipei，
有时候她就从东京飞下来
，she'll fly maybe from Tokyo and take notes。
所以以后我忘记，我问她，从前我讲什么
？Sometimes I will forget and ask her。
很聪明的人
，intelligent。
她最聪明的是什么
？What's the response intelligent？Open her home。
那么那些从香港读书的。
Those who from Hong Kong
几年在他家里
stay in her home for a few years
可以和他谈
can talk to her
大家结婚的问他
before they get married
丁妈妈你看怎么样
I love this girl what do you think
丁妈妈说
丁妈妈 would say not bad
那么他就安心
and they feel confident
那有一天呢
one day
我一个人对他说我爱这女孩子很柔很柔
a person told 丁妈妈 say I love the little so gentle
丁妈妈说年轻人
丁妈妈 would say young man
耶稣说
Jesus said,
不要按外貌待人
Don't deal people with the outward appearance.
女孩子外面软的，里面硬的半死。
People are gender outside maybe so strong inside.
软的半死。
And maybe the reverse.
女孩子多讲话的，里面没有话讲。
Those who talk too much, nothing to inside.
女孩子不讲话的，以后会火山爆炸。
Those who never talk, it will explode in the future.
那个人吓死了。
He was so frightened.
后来就好好学。
So choose.
后来学了很好的菜单。
Girlfriend.
就是听他
这些话。Listen to her.
伟人之长者。
So she's an elder to people.
伟人之母亲。
She's a mother to others.
有母亲的风度。
Also with a mother's heart.
有母亲的容量。
Also with a accommodative heart.
开放家庭。
Open their home.
所以你就学好不好
？Why don't you learn?
就学开放家庭。
Learn to open your home.
就学做一个接待人的。
Be one who accept people.
你接待人。
When you accept people,
你不会吃亏。
You won't feel lost.
接待人。
When you have,
你生命更丰盛。
People, your life is more abundant.
你知道他们吃了我的面很多怎么办
？They'll take all my instant noodles. You say.
上帝给以利亚每天还有的，你不要怕。
God will give the widow more.
等到他们毕业了
，When they graduate，
他们谁知道忽然间寄一大堆的东西到丁妈妈家里，丁妈妈，我要帮助你去接待别人。
Suddenly send a lot of food to 丁妈妈，这个就是 take care of others。
丁妈妈现在到美国到哪里？那些曾经在东京读书住过、帮助过他、帮助过的人，个个接待他到全世界去，不必付旅馆费。
Wherever she goes, she will be accepted by people，
对不对？为什么呢
？Why？
你真的爱。
When you truly love others,
中国人说爱人者人很爱。
If you love people, people love you.
恨人者人很恨。
If you hurt people, people hate you.
你心里没有容纳，不能接纳，不能接受，不能容许，不能欣赏别人，以后没有人要跟你做。
If you do not know how to appreciate people, people will not respond to you.
可要一味的款待。
You must be hospitable to people equally.
我们的心要大起来。
Our heart must be broad.
大量的心。
Be broad.
宽容的心。
Be accommodative.
有宽的心。
When you're broad in your heart,
了解别人的需要。
To understand people's need.
明白别人的困难。
Understand people's difficulty.
也尊重别人。
And honor people.
也欣赏别人的心。
Appreciate people.
也敬畏别人的失败。
And so be alert of people's failures.
我们与人之间。
So to others,
就产生了基督的爱对社会影响的贡献。
Will influence the society with the love of Christ Jesus.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
求主帮助我们。
God help us.
给我们把这个生命的分享。
That the sharing of life
当作我们跟随主的特权。
Become a privilege to follow Christ.
把生命的分享。
The sharing of life
当作我们能够侍奉主一个特别的权。
Take it as a right to serve the Lord in this manner.
你愿意不愿意
？Are you willing?
愿意吗
？Are you willing？
感谢上帝。
Praise God。
我们大家站起来。
Shall we all rise？
我们来念这一节的圣经。
Let us read this verse together。
我们大家一同来念。
Read together。
罗马书第十三章。
Romans chapter 12。
第十二章第十三节，一同来念。一、二、三。
圣徒缺乏要帮扶，客要一味地款待。
再读一次。
圣徒缺乏要帮徒，客要一味地款待。
我们从第九节一直读到第十二、第十三节，一二三。
爱人不可虚假，恶要厌恶，善要亲近，爱弟兄要彼此亲热，恭敬人要彼此退让，殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服侍主，在指望中要喜乐，在患难中要忍耐，祷告要恒切，圣徒缺乏要帮扶，客要一味地款待。
Let's pray.